لبس الإسلام لبس الإسلام أبراد السواد يوم أرض المرتضى سيف المراد أصبح اليوم أصبح اليوم داجي اللون حزنا ليلة ليلة ما أصبحت إلا وقد غلب الغير على أمر رشاد على أمر رشاد وصلاه خفضت أعماله وغدا ترفع أعلام فساد قتلوه قتلوه يا رسول الله وهو في محرابي أحسن الله لك العزاء يا رسول الله أحسن الله لك العزاء يا فاطمة الزهراء أحسن الله لك العزاء يا أبا محمد الحسن بن علي أحسن الله لك العزاء يا أبا عبد الله الحسين أحسن الله لكم العزاء يا آل بيت الرسول أحسن الله لكم العزاء يا أئمة الهدى في جدكم وأبيكم أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون رضا بقضائه وتسليما لأمره. We have gathered here this afternoon to pay our respects and offer our condolences to the family of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Allah, insha'Allah, will reward all of us for having taken the time, for having taken the day off, or finding the time from our work to gather here and remember Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. The mere fact that we are here and the mere fact that we share that sorrow in our heart is proof of our love for Ali. We are told that on the 21st day of Ramadan, after the sun rose, Imam Hassan alayhi salam addressed the Muslims. He spoke to them and said to them, O people, we have lost this day a man who was the first and the foremost to accept Islam and the foremost in doing good deeds. And we have lost a man concerning whom everyone else who came after him could not surpass him in the deeds he performed. We have lost a man who used to protect Rasulullah and who used to fight relentlessly for Islam. We have lost a man, Imam Hassan alayhi salam went on to say, whom the Prophet used to give his standard and ask him to go forward in battle, and he never returned except with victory. For when he used to fight, Imam Hassan alayhi salam says, Jibreel would stand on his right and Mikael would stand on his left as he fought. We have lost a man who passed away on the same night that Isa ibn Maryam was taken up to the heavens. We have lost a man, he said, who passed away on the same night that the wasi of Musa alayhi salam, Yusha bin Nun, passed away. And Imam Hassan alayhi salam went on to recite the fadila of his father. Then he wept bitterly and he cried for his father. Then he spoke to the people of his own right, saying, recognize who I am. Ana ibn al-Bashir wa ana ibn al-Nadhir. I am the son of he who brought you good news, and I am the son of he who warned you. I am the son of he who whose family has been purified from every kind of uncleanliness. I am the son and the successor of those concerning whom Allah has made obligatory on you to love. And Hasan alayhi salam went on describing the fadila of his family and his father. But we should reflect for a moment here. For what sin and for what crime was Ali killed? Why should a man who harmed no one, why should a man who was the hope of the oppressed and the widows and the orphans, why should he be killed so mercilessly? There are many reasons. One of the reasons that we hear about is that people, even though they insisted that Ali should lead them, they could not bear the justice with which he dealt. That is why George Jordak in his book, The Voice of Human Justice, he says, قُتِلَ عَلِيُّ بْنُ عَبِي طَالِبْ لِشِدَّةِ عَدْلِ. Ali was assassinated because of the severity of his adl. People could not take that justice of Ali, so they had to get rid of him. There were reasons why people despised Ali. He had killed a lot of their forefathers in the Battle of Badr and Uhud. The Banu Umayyah disliked Ali because he had killed so many of their forefathers who were enemies of Islam. But the primary reason why people despised Ali was because Ali's basic fundamental principle in judging people was taqwa, was piety, was not the person's race or culture or tribe or which community he belonged to. The problem in Saqifah was exactly this. If you read the history of Saqifah, you will see the whole fight was between the Muhajirin and the Ansar, who should lead the Muslims. And even though Ali was one of the Muhajirin, the Ansar also said, we will accept one of the Muhajirin to lead us, provided that Muhajir is Ali bin Abi Talib. When the second caliph passed away, before a consultation or committee was formed to choose one person as the caliph, Ali was offered khilafat. But he was offered on the basis that you must follow the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet and the sunnah of those who came before you. And Ali's argument was that if those who came before me followed the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet, then I don't need to make them an exception to the rule. But if they did not follow the sunnah of the Prophet, then I will only follow the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet. That was the reason why Ali was bypassed. Muawiyah's problem with Amir al-Mu'mineen was fundamentally this issue. If you read Nahjul Balagha, this is the recurring theme that Muawiyah brings up with Ali. That, oh Ali, the Quraysh have a special place amongst the Arabs. The Quraysh will be overrun by the Ajam and by the Persians and by the non-Arabs who are becoming Muslims. It is important that Khilafat and power and governorship and authority should be given only to the Arabs from the Quraysh. And Ali's stand on all issues was that this is precisely what Rasulullah came to demolish. I will choose people based on their taqwa and their iman. I will not choose them because they are Arabs or because they are Quraysh. The Shias of Ali need to understand that this is why Ali was killed. That anyone who divides a Muslim community based on culture or race or community is a Sufyani. Only one who stands on the basis of taqwa and iman is an Alawi. That is why when Aba Abdullah al-Hussein stood in front of the people in Karbala and said, O people, for what sin are you killing me? Did I harm any one of you? What has my 6-month-old Asghar done to you that you kill him so mercilessly? What has my Abbas done to you that you cut his hands off and leave him bleeding on the banks of Furat? What has my Akbar done to you that you pierce a spear through his chest? Am I not the grandson of Rasulullah? They said, yes, O Hussein, you are the grandson of Rasulullah. Am I not the son of the daughter of your Prophet? Yes, O Hussein, we know you are the son of Fatima. For what sin are you killing me, O people? They said, Bughdan li Abik. We are killing you out of the hatred for Ali bin Abi Talib. Because your father was Ali, that is why we kill you this day. This is why Hussein died, because of Ali. And this is why the Shias die today as well, because of their love for Ali. Because Ali is our spiritual father. We have become orphans this day because of the losing of Ali. If only we knew what Ali was to Shia. The whole tashayyu stands on the back of Ali. Islam today is left. The image of the prophets, the right prophets, akhlaq and character survives today because of Ali. Ali did not just defend the prophet while he was alive. He continues to defend the prophet's image in Islam even today. If you leave the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, what image is left of Allah? What image is left of Rasulullah? On the night of the 21st, and yet despite of all his sacrifices, Ali still had to be buried in the middle of the night because of the enemies he had. So on the 21st night of Ramadan, we are told when Amir al-Mu'mineen had taken his last breath, Imam Hassan began giving ghusl to his father. Hussein alayhi salam is helping him. They washed the body of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. They covered it in kafan and shrouded him. As per the wasiyah of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the janazah lifted itself from the front. Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein lifted it from the back. Jibrail and Mikail are taking the body of Ali to where he is supposed to be buried. They guided the body towards the outskirts of Kufa in the middle of the night. They came to a place called Gharra. A light radiated from the earth towards the heavens. This is the place that Ali had said to Hassan, "Oh Hassan, when you see a place where light comes forth from the ground to the heavens, that is my grave." Hassan and Hussein began digging that place. They found in the grave a shield. On the shield was written, "This is what Nuh alayhi salam left for Ali bin Abi Talib." Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein thanked Allah for this honor that Nuh, one of the earliest human beings on this earth, left something for their father. They buried Ali, they covered the grave, they wept for a long time. Then they turned to go back towards their home. As they went back, they passed by a rundown home where the crying of an old man was being heard. They stopped and went in to look at what was happening. They saw an old man sitting there crying, "Ana miskinun, ana gharib. There is no one to ask of me. Where is my Muhsin?" Hassan and Hussein went and sat beside him. "Why are you crying, old man?" He said, "I have a man who always comes and brings me food and water. He sits with me and talks to me. This is Ali. He rules over the whole Muslim empire, but he does not forget even one of his subjects." He says, "There was a Muhsin who used to come and talk to me. 3 days I have not seen him. I am all alone." They said to him, "Sifhu lana, tell us what he looks like." He said, "Ana makfuful basar, I am blind. I cannot see. I never saw what he looked like." "Fama masmuhu, what is his name? Tell us." "He never told me his name. Whenever I asked him his name, he would say, 'Don't ask me my name. I am doing this abtaghi bidhalika wajhullah. I am doing this only seeking the pleasure of Allah.' Sometimes when I would insist and I would say to him, 'Tell me your name, please.' He would say, 'Miskinun jalasa miskin, gharibun jalasa gharib. I am a poor man like you sitting beside a poor man. I am a gharib, a stranger sitting beside a stranger. He never told me his name. Tell us, O man, what was the speech of your Muhsin? What was it that he used to speak to you about all the time?" The old man began saying, "Most of the time he was doing tasbih and takbir and taqdis and tahleel. He would praise Allah and glorify him. There was one thing special about this man though. Inna al-ahjar wal-hitan tujawibuhu wa tusabbihu bitasbihihi. There was something about this man. When he would do tasbih, the walls in my house would do tasbih with him. When he would do takbir, the stones on the ground would do takbir with him." They began crying and saying, "Hadhi sifatu Mawlana Amir al-Mu'mineen. This must be our father Ali bin Abi Talib. Who are you?" He began asking, "I am Hassan, the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen. This is my brother Hussein. Oh man, your Muhsin was my father Ali. Don't wait for him. He will not come back. Ma fa'ala Allahu bihi. What has Allah done with my Muhsin? Qatalahu ashqal ashqiya. the most wretched of people has killed him with the poisoned sword. We have just buried him right now. The old man stood up and began walking out in the dark. Where are you going? I am going to look for the grave of my Mohsen. Hassan and Hussein, ajrukum ala Allah. Hassan and Hussein took the old man to the grave of Ali. He cried over the grave of Ali until he fainted and collapsed. When he passed away, they washed his body as well and shrouded him. They buried him next to the grave of Ali. Ajrukum ala Allah. Hassan and Hussein went back home. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ بَيْتِ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ They went back to the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen. What did they see there? They saw Zainab alayhi salam crying with Umm Kulthum. Why are you crying, O Zainab? وَهِيَ تَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ بَيْتِ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَالِيَا Zainab was crying because the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen was empty. Zainab was crying because now she could see the bed and the chair of Ali. There was no Ali anymore. The sons of Ali surrounded the daughters of Ali. Abbas sat next to Zainab. Muhammad al-Hanafiya sat on the other side. Hassan took the hold of the hands of Zainab. Hussein held Zainab in his shoulders. Oh Zainab, how lucky you are this day. The sons of Ali have surrounded you to console you. وَلَكِنْ لَمَّا عَادَتْ زَيْنَبْ عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامِ إِلَىٰ مَدِينَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَهِيَ تَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ بَيْتِ الْحُسَيْنِ خَالِيًا But when Zainab went back to Medina 20 years later and saw the empty house of Hussein, there was no one to console Zainab on that day. Umm Kulthum was looking at the grave of the Prophet and crying, Madinatu Jaddina, La Taqbalina, Madina of our grandfather, do not accept us this day. Famil Hasarati wal Ahati Jaina, we have come back to you full of grief and sorrow. خرجنا منك بالأهلين جمعا We left you with our entire family رجعنا لا رجالا ولا بنينا We have come back to you, O Medina There are no men with us, no sons left for us anymore Zainab had no place to go The house of Hussein is empty now The house of Abbas is empty All the walls are looking at her There is no one to console her She would go to the grave of Fatima and cry in the words of Da'bil al-Khuzai, أَفَاطِمُ لَوْ خِلْتِ الْحُسَيْنِ مُجَدَّلًا وَقَدْ مَاتَ أَتْشَانًا بِشَطِّ فُرَاتٍ O Fatima, if only you would have seen the trampled body of Hussein when he died thirsty on the banks of Furat. إِذَنْ لَلَتَمْتَ الْخَدِّي فَاطِمَا عِنْدَهُ وَأَجْرَيْتَ دَمَ الْعَيْنِ فِي الْوَجَنَاتِ O Fatima, you would have slapped your cheeks and tears would have rolled down your eyes. أَفَاطِمُ قُومِي يَبْنَةَ الْخَيْرِ وَانْدُبِي أَفَاطِمُ قُومِي يَبْنَةَ الْخَيْرِ وَانْدُبِي نُجُومَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِأَرْضٍ فَلَاتِي O Fatima, rise from your grave and cry this day. Like the stars in the heavens, the bodies of your sons are scattered over the hot sands of Karbala. Fatima would cry at her mother, Zainab would cry at her mother's grave. Then she would go to her grandfather's grave and cry, Ajrukum alallah. These are the final words I share with you from Mir Anis. He says, Zainab cried to her grandfather and said, Ya Rasulallah. Hui Hussein ke marne se darbadar Zainab, gayi Yazid ke majlis mein nange sar Zainab, kai mahine rahi qaid nauhagar Zainab, ye sakht hal thi ke jeeti phiri idhar Zainab, ya Rasulallah, Zainab went from Kufa to Sham like a prisoner because Hussein had died. Ya Rasulallah, I went to the majlis of Yazid with my head open. Ya Rasulallah, I stayed in prison crying for Hussein. Waram hai shano pe dukhte hai istikhana na. My grandfather, my bones are hurting. I have wounds all over my body. Ye sakht hal, ye mere bazu pe rassi ke nishana na. There are marks of Robstide on my round my hands, oh my dear grandfather. Wa Muhammada, wa Aliya, wa Husayna, wa Madluma. ألا لعنة الله على الكوم الظالمين إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون ما تمام.